My Bible's down there, but in the Word of God, it says Mary, the mother of Jesus. Several years ago, when I was pastor in Florida, we had a Christian school. It was the time of the year when people were talking about their careers and where they were going to go to college at and this, that, and the other. And I was pastor and principal of the school. Had a young lady that wanted to talk to me about her career choice in life. And she said, Brother Billy, I want to ask you a question. Am I wrong, or if it's okay? I feel like that all I want to do with the rest of my life is be a wife and a mother. That's what I feel like God's put in my heart. And I said to her, I think the highest calling for a female in all of the world is to be the mother of a child. And I got to thinking during this week, I put a little something on Facebook this morning that I said, the name mother, outside the name of Jesus, the name mother says more about love and caring and tenderness and all than any other name. There's something about that word mother. You remember all the football players and all that, every time they'd show them, they'd say something, they'd all say, hi, mom. None of them never said, hi, dad. I don't know. And we don't do many testimonies on Father's Day. But the calling to be a mother is a high calling. It's an honor. And God's blessed those of our ladies here with that. And for those of you who've never had children of your own, but you've loved children, some have adopted, some have just loved them and been a mother to them. These Awana workers and Sunday school workers. And I remember as a young boy growing up, I loved my mom, but there were so many dear ladies that I can think about as a young boy that she helped in Sunday school, vacation Bible school, and they invested so many, many things into my life. And I thank the Lord for them. And your ministry is as large as anybody's ministry with children in doing that. But I got to thinking about Jesus and his mama. His mama loved him, but he loved his mama before she was ever born. He loved her before the foundation of the world. His mother held him, but Jesus said to those of us who are saved, I will keep thee in the hollow of my hand. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The mother loved him and cared for him. She wanted to provide everything for him. My mom did the same thing for me, and our mothers here would do the same thing. Craig mentioned, or somebody mentioned, I believe Brother Marvin mentioned, that his mom worked and came home, and I believe Ms. Adeline worked and then came home and worked in the field and with the family and everything else. So many responsibilities. This morning, Regina was up, and even yesterday, last night, and up into the night, and this morning, up cooking, getting ready for Mother's Day. And I told her, I said, you sure are doing a lot of work for Mother's Day. And she said, yes, but I've always done it. And she has. Jesus' mother wanted to provide for him, but yet the Word of God says that he would meet every need of her through Christ Jesus, her Lord. He can meet every need of our life. I'm going to skip over a few thoughts that I had, but I'm sure that Mary, wherever they lived, wanted to make the home a very special place. I'm sure she decorated it and with thoughts of Jesus and his brothers and his sister and all of those who were in the family, making a wonderful place, a place of safety, a place of happiness, a place of joy. And she did that during her life when they were little as children. But Jesus said too, I want to make you a home. I'm going to prepare you a place. It's a place of safety. It's a place of joy. It's a place of peace. It's a place where there will not be any sadness or sorrow. It's a place where every need will be met and every day will be new. It'll be forever day because there's no night there. What a wonderful place. And he prayed this prayer in John 17. He said, Father, I pray that where I am, there they may be also. And while Jesus, when he became a man, began his ministry and left that home, left the one his mother prepared for him, he had prepared a place for her where she's at right now for all eternity in the presence of her son, to be blessed, comforted, and experience joy for eternity. And you can have that same joy, but only if you have her son as your Savior. Thank God he's able to save to the uttermost all that call upon him in the media audience and in this building. I'd encourage you, there's no greater gift you can give your mom than for her to know that you're saved, heaven is your home, and you'll be together for all eternity. And I encourage you right now to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Would you bow your heads with me in prayer for just a few moments? I want you to do something. First of all, I know you have already, and maybe even began days ago. Thank the Lord for your mother. God blessed you and put you in that caring, loving home. I mentioned in Sunday school hour, we have so many moms my age and older. And you've heard testimony after testimony this morning of how when they were little, mom took them to Sunday school and church and vacation Bible school and told them about Jesus. When our little girl Christy went home to be with the Lord, prior to that time, she spent a night with my mom. My mom had a bed that had the old bookcase headboard on it. Some of you remember that. And she had a black Bible laying up there that she read out of all the time. The last night that our daughter Christy spent with my mom, mom said she crawled up in the bed, took down that big Bible, and said, "Granny, tell me about Jesus like my daddy does." I can remember those times. My father never was saved, but mama told me about Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, moms, and all you're doing, all that you do for them, try as best you can to make sure they know Jesus. And if you're in the building this morning, man or woman, boy or girl, and you don't know Jesus, the Bible said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Friends in the media audience, the radio audience, and here in the building, I would encourage you, plead with you, and beg you in Jesus' name, be reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept him now as your Savior and your Lord. Would you please stand all over the building this morning? I'm going to have a prayer of dismissal, but let me say before I dismiss you, we have some dear mothers who are not able to be here this morning. I don't want to mention their names because I'm afraid I'd miss them, but you know them. They're your neighbors, or you remember them, or they're close by. First of all, would you please make sure you got that mom a flower and one of those little manicure sets? And then once we know that we've got all of our church family that can't be here today, one, you're welcome to get your mom, if you're here and you're going to see her this afternoon, a gift from the church. And you're welcome to get that as well. But I want to encourage you while you're standing, as soon as I pray, if you know of a church member that's not here or that they don't have any family to take them a flower or a gift today, would you please come as quickly as you can and get that first, and then everybody else, if you want to take one to your mom, we'd love for them all to be taken today before you leave. So please do that. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you now for this day, for the testimonies. I want to thank you for my mother, and I know that even right now she's in heaven as well as my mother-in-law. And Lord, I know that they are rejoicing in your presence. And our Father, I'm not sure what thoughts they have of us, but our Father, we have great memories of both of them. And Lord, I thank you for them. Thank you again for Regina. Thank you for all the moms who's testified. Lord, for all the young mothers in our church, Lord, as a pastor, it just blesses me to see these young couples in the house of God raising their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Lord, please put a hedge around them. The devil would want to deceive them, destroy them, defile them. God bless these young couples who stand for Christ and for the Bible and for the Word of God and are faithful to the house of God. Meet their every needs. For the young couples and those, our Father, those who are middle age and they've got careers and a lot of work, a lot of responsibility, God, I pray they would continue to be, Lord, a blessing to their teenage children and their young adult children and give them counsel and guidance. And Lord, I would pray that, Lord, that you'd bless all of our moms here today in a very special way. And God, I would pray that, God, you'd help us to ever be mindful of how blessed we are to have a wonderful mom, and to take every opportunity. I'm sure there are some in here this morning who would be echo what I say. You won't have them forever, so tell them you love them today and show them your love in a way you can. Lord, I pray that, Lord, there would be some who would trust Christ today. Bless our families. Lord, watch over and care for them. I pray everyone has a great day with their family, and we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.